Like to call this meeting to order. Mr. Mayor, would you say the pledge?
Sure.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Kathy, would you call roll, please?
Reed?
Here.
Hayes?
Here.
Hickman?
Here.
See ya. All righty. I think to get this started, I'm just going to go ahead and hand it over to BJ and see where we are with kind of polling staff to see where the consensus is, what we're thinking on Old Town Hall, and then we'll just take it from there.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tommy. If you committee recalls, 6-8 weeks ago, one of our last meetings, we talked about the reuse of the Old Town Hall in conjunction with the construction of a new police station. I've discussed with staff about reusing that, and I'll run down through how those discussions went, starting with the utilities department. Everybody's talked, you know, it'd be good to have the utilities department there. It's in the middle of our service area. One of the concerns that we would have to address with the utilities department is not necessarily office space, but it's walk-in traffic. The majority of the people who come in to pay their utility bills instead of doing them online are elderly, so we'd have to make sure it's ADA compliant. Some of the things we've thrown out is potentially the installation of a drive-through for it. We have the alley that runs next to the police station that is ours that would be conducive to it. The other thing I've thought about is the back entry to the police station where the officers go into the booking room. Right now it has an ADA ramp, and it's a fairly large area, so we may be able to modify it with an additional ADA ramp or something to get them in the back. There is the elevator that's in there also, but to have it open for use for everyday traffic coming in and out of there may not be the best. So I think there are options there if we wanted to go that route. Planning and zoning certainly could go in there. The office space and conference room are conducive to them. We would open up the front of the building or the entryway right inside to make it more conducive to traffic coming in and out. Again, the ADA compliance was an issue with them, with people coming in and garage sale permits, et cetera. Also, looking at other departments, we've talked about potentially Parks Department going there. They don't have a whole lot of walk-in traffic. I don't know what to anticipate in the future, but I can't imagine it would be as heavy use for elderly, for ADA compliance, but I'd still want to have that option there. So there's certainly options for reusing that building. I'm in no way an architect to figure out what we would need to do, but there's some good office space and good storage space on that main floor. What I anticipate is the back booking area being used potentially to modify it for ADA compliance, getting in and out of the building for there. So we continue to look at that in conjunction with the police station, construction of a new police station and RFQ. So happy to answer any questions. I do think that when we, as we continue to look further into this, we certainly will want to get the assistance of a professional to help us out, figure out what needs to occur. I was part of the previous renovation, we'll call it, of that building for use by the police station, and it was not a pleasant experience doing it out without any professional help with me trying to manage the project and figure out what needed to occur, totally out of my my knowledge zone, and wasn't real comfortable for me. So I think if we're going to make a long-term commitment, which we need to do, to that building, we need to make sure that we look at potentially hiring and a professional to help us do that. I don't see it being a tremendous amount of money to do that with looking at new uses for there. I think the building, for the most part, has several structural load-bearing walls that need to remain, but there's been cut up quite a bit, as Bruce can attest to, with walls that could be opened up for additional use in that building if need be to expand office buildings. One of the things I'd like to see currently where the I think it's the sergeant's off the conference room. Bless you. Or I'd like to, you know, once we get in there, open up that office and maybe make that conference room a little bigger depending on who goes in there. Right now, the chief's office and the deputy chief's office, I think, would be perfect for to remain as office space. There's these interview rooms that could certainly be used as storage space. So what I see in there right now, if we wanted to maintain the lobby area, you'd have that, and then you'd have the chief's office and also the deputy chief's office and utilize the interview rooms as storage space. So I see there could be a couple offices in there for some sort of department. Happy to answer any questions that...
Yeah, I have a few. Or Tim, go ahead.
Well, I just the first question I have is, as you talk about moving offices there, do you recall if part of the revenue stream projections of this building involved renting space that was vacated as a result of that switch?
It did not.
Okay.
It's good. Based on current revenue sources.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
What type of time frame do you think we're looking at to I'm trying in my mind to figure out how this would play out with the police, because obviously if we broke ground hypothetically on the police station in the spring, you're looking at what, a year?
You're looking at a year construction. So if we broke ground in the spring of 17, you're looking at move-in date ready spring of 18. So
So
obviously after the police moved out, any modifications that would have to occur would have to be done after that. So you're looking roughly summer of 2018 to start modifications. So spring, summer of 2018 to begin modifications on the Old Town Hall.
Okay, so we wouldn't have to worry about budgeting anything for 17.
It would be budgeted in 2018. I would want to budget some money, but I don't see it being a lot in 17 for professional help to figure out any designs or anything we'd need to do for that building. I want to get away from just going about it and saying, hey, let's build a wall here, let's build a wall here. If we're going to do this and be committed to it long term, I'd much rather get it done right as we're in this phase to make sure that it is ready to go and ready for use for long term.
I think that's a good idea. And I guess to me, I know we've kind of talked this to death. We've been talking about this a lot. I'm thinking just off the top of my head, why don't we what is the next step as far as getting that architectural help? And I think that instead of trying to say, hey, let's make it for deciding or taking or recommending to council, hey, let's move planning, hey, let's move water, mm-hmm. why don't we get architectural help and see what fits best? Because don't you think the layout would be the same no matter as far as office space for any one of the departments?
It would be. Just knowing the construction of that building, having learned about it with the previous renovation, there are, if you're familiar with that building, you go in the lobby and you go through, those two walls on either side are structural, so they have to remain. So I think looking at the north and the south side of that building of what is there and what can be done, whether opening up other non-load-bearing walls that have been put up, is important. I would like to do it in conjunction with the design of the current police or of the new police station. I think they need to move forwards, you know, fairly lockstep. I think the Old Town Hall can lag a little bit, only because I don't see it being as an extensive project or design as a completely new building. But it certainly needs to be in lockstep so everything's ready to go when needed. What I would hate to have happen is the new police move and then that building sits vacant for a while without any action occurring. I think it needs to all fall right in place at the same time.
And when we're talking about architecture, we're talking about the first floor and the basement, correct?
I would utilize both. You know, as far as city use, I don't see city offices necessarily being in the basement. I just don't think it's open to it. But I think looking at other uses, whether it's, you know, community space, whether it's meeting space, whatever, I think that it needs to occur at the same time. But also not just what do we want to have down there. In order to make it what it needs to be, what does need to occur down there to make it usable space?
So what's the next step from our standpoint?
Next step from this standpoint, and this is going to bleed over a little bit in the police station RFQ, is that the mayor, and just bear with me here, the mayor, myself, and the police administration have completed reviews and scoring of the police RFQs. We're looking at setting up interviews with our top two firms for not this week but the following week, and I'm hopeful to come to council the first meeting September 6th in September with seeking authorization to proceed with design of a police station. Along with that, I would want to get that off the ground, and I would recommend utilizing the same architect for the Old Town Hall also, so where everybody's familiar with what needs are for that building and this building. So as far as next step from this, I would say it would be sometime later this year as we start talking about, you know, entering into what the how extensive of work needs to occur with the Old Town Hall to make it usable. I'm kind of looking at almost a needs assessment with a little bit of architectural work with it. Again, not near as expensive as a new police station design would be, but I think there's a lot of work to do administratively on this before bringing it to the Buildings and Grounds Committee.
Okay, so I guess, you know, I don't think any motions in order at this point to get to, you know, I think that there's a lot of unanswered questions is the way I see it. Is that right?
There's no motions that are needed at this point. There are a lot of unanswered questions, but those questions are going to start to fall in place with, first of all, as we come forward with a motion or legislation to council for design of a new police station. The second thing we would come to council for, because I'm anticipating the Old Town Hall will exceed $10,000, so that will have to come to council as well for authorization to proceed with work occurring, design work, architectural work to occur over at the Old Town Hall.
But you're planning on doing that without anything from us?
At this point, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the only reason I'm asking that is because I remember us bringing you a motion to begin to take to council the police station.
Well, and I think the next thing that this board would want to look at, and I see this occurring potentially in 2017, is after that architect begins doing some stuff, and as you said, what are the best uses for that building? What are space needs for different departments? Coming and talking about those here and seeking a recommendation from this board to say, hey, we would like to proceed with design of that building or work on that building to move X department over there. And that would be a recommendation of this committee to council as a whole. You guys have already given the direction to, hey, talk to other departments. I think the next step at this point, after departments looked, talking to a professional and saying, hey, if we want to move water and sewer, planning and zoning, or parks here, or a combination of any of those, I don't think it's one, all one, or all the other. I think that it's necessary for us to get that answer and then come to this committee with that information and request a recommendation.
So, but you, just so I understand, you don't need us to ask you. You've already planned on doing that.
Correct.
So you're going to come back
correct
to our committee, and then we'll
correct
go from there. So,
yep.
Okay. I think that's it. I mean, if there's nothing that we can do to make it move, then.
Gradually.
Yeah. Oh, Hicken has something.
You've been down there with your hand up. And
I have, and now it's tired.
I apologize.
That's okay. No, that's good. I guess I have a couple things. One thing that I would want to ask is there an avenue or a desire for us to talk to the historic committee, the historic town hall committee, and are we? Is that at least in our plans to do, or do you think that that is not something you would do?
About them potentially wanting use of.
No, I'm thinking about everything from input, general input,
oh,
like I would think the police would know if like. I don't know, this particular room leaks or something like that, but I thought that they might also have some type of input as to something at the building. Tell them some of the things we're thinking about and bouncing it off them just to keep them as a resource.
Sure. Are you talking about the theater group or the...
Well, I don't know if that, I sometimes I get slightly confused on the difference between the theater group and the historic town hall preservation.
One and the same.
Okay.
At this point.
So
yeah.
I'm talking about the.
They're going to tell you to put in an elevator and a bathroom.
Yeah. The historic town hall is the official name of the 501c3 that has restored the theater and continues to utilize the theater. I see that them continuing to do that. Their lease is up at the end of next year. So I anticipate that they'll be coming forward requesting a new lease from the city for that. They'll certainly be kept apprised of what our plans are. I do think whatever our plans end up being will probably end up benefiting the historic town hall in the long run.
It'll be open
and won't need to be as secure as it needs to be with the police station, so they'll certainly continue to remain updated on
use the bathroom
what is occurring.
And I agree with
Ms.
Hayes, Mrs. Hayes. I think that is something that they would probably say just based on prior.
I know as an elementary teacher, when you bring over all the kids, we would love to have a bathroom.
I can imagine.
That's an outside thought.
I got
I'm
you.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
I got you. I also don't know where, if anywhere, we stand on saying we are looking at several different things and getting input from the community. I don't know. I remember we had talked about doing something similar to that in the past. And I guess my suggestion might be is if that once that architect's ideas come back, mm-hmm. to possibly set almost like maybe on the with the associated with the cookie walk or something where people are actually in the building and say, these are some of the ideas that we're thinking about. What do you think? I don't know that sending out an email to everybody in the city is appropriate or desired, but. It's just a side thought about the people that typically are in that area and then utilize that area of the city and see what they think about it as well. So that's all I would say.
Thank you. You have anything else? I think that at this point you guys have it covered, and we'll just we'll wait to. I think as far as the next meeting,
I'll work with you.
Let's work on that, but until we're to that point, unless something else comes up, we'll just hold off on scheduling another one.
Sounds good. I'll work with you, Tommy. And
is everybody, you good with that, Tim?
I am.
Suzanne?
I'm fine with that. Yeah.
Okay. That's good. All right. Make a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved. Second.
Yes.
Hayes?
Yes.
Dickens?
Yes.
Thank you.